Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to That Triathlon Show, the podcast presented by scientifictriathlon.com. I'm your host, Michael Eriksson, and this is episode one of a new beginner tip series. So it's beginner tip one, and this episode will be an introduction to this new series of episodes that is meant for beginner triathletes. On this episode, I'll quickly describe what this series is about and what you can expect from it, but I'll also give you a specific quick tip for this first one, and this will be around how you should structure your training if you're starting training now in the winter in January and you have a race in your summer. What training phases should you go through? Alright, so first, the background of these beginner tip episodes is that in the autumn of 2017, I made a call to action on this podcast that if you're a beginner and you want more beginner episodes, then send me an email, tweet me, or shout at me that you want that. And if I would get more than 10 responses, I would start creating a weekly 5 to 15 minute episode with one simple tip for beginner triathletes. Well, I did get quite a few more than 10 responses. I have a few of the names here, actually, and I want to give you guys some shoutouts for taking action and emailing, tweeting, etc. So big thanks to Imtiaz, Marina, Jean, Steven, Carl, Neil, Lyndon, Carly, Dean, Andy, Robert, Crystal, and Marcus, and everybody else that contacted me that I've missed from this list. Anyway, the reason that I did not pull the trigger earlier on starting creating these episodes is that I was just simply very, very pressed for time and I couldn't commit to it back in autumn. But now I think I can take the leap and commit to it. So the idea is that once per week on Fridays, I'll release an episode called Beginner Tip Something. So for example, this episode is called Beginner Tip 1 Introduction. So it will be short and sweet, 5 to maybe 15 minutes at most. Very actionable and practical, no fluff, no science or similar. I do enough of that on my other episodes, so I'm pretty happy for a change to just get down to the nitty-gritty of actionable training for beginners that want to hear what to do, not why to do it, put simply. So I want you guys to be involved in deciding the topics for these tips, so they can be write out questions that you have about your training. That's totally fine, and I would be happy to answer them on these episodes. Or they can just be more broader topics, like anything from swim training to run training, or maybe something a little bit more specific, like interval training for running, for example. So, how do you suggest topics and submit questions? You email me on michael@scientifictriathlon.com, and that's Michael with a K, because I'm a Swedish-speaking Finn, so it's not spelled like the traditional Anglophone Michael name. Include the, if you remember, it's not an absolute must, but it's good if you remember to include the words beginner tip in the subject line, because then I'll know to get to it pretty quickly. I get quite a lot of random email that I just ignore. But if I know that it comes from a listener of the beginner tip series, I will get to it and probably answer you in an email right away, but also then answer the topic or cover the topic on an episode. And also, not only if you have topic suggestions and questions do I want you to send me email, send me feedback on these episodes. The feedback these episodes get, and obviously the download numbers, will at the end of the day determine whether I keep doing this long term, or if I stop the experiment at some point after a couple of months or so. Because the fact of the matter is that if people are not listening and are not finding these tips extremely useful, it's just not a good use of time for me to do these episodes. So feedback, people, both positive and negative. I really love getting constructive criticism because that shows that you are engaged and you care about the podcast and hearing good content on it. So that's totally fine, but feedback and engagement is super important for me to keep these episodes going because it is a lot of work, as you can probably imagine. All right, I'm not big on long introductions, so let's jump into today's tip. This is actually a question that I got yesterday from Jenny back in Finland, where I come from originally. If you did not know that, I currently live in Lisbon, Portugal, but I'm a Swedish-speaking Finn. And I held a swim session for my old local tri club, Åland Triathlon Club. And Jenny asked after the session, how do you structure your season, the training phases of your season, if you're preparing for a race in the summer? So this is quite a broad question that covers a concept called training periodization, but I will just give one simple, actionable, and generic, but generally very good answer to this question, a template, if you will. So if you start training now in January for a race in summer, let's say you have half a year of training, and it doesn't matter if you have 22 weeks or 30 weeks, you can adjust this template accordingly, that's fine. But let's say that you have 26 weeks, half a year, then what I would do is I would structure the training phases working backwards from the race itself. So the last 2 weeks before the race would be more of a peaking phase, or a taper, as it's sometimes called. So that's a phase where you, towards the closer you get to the race, you reduce the volume of training a bit to be fresh for the race. But also in this phase, you do a lot of race-specific training. So for a triathlon, you may have been doing most of your swimming in the pool before now, but this is where you really need to get into the open water and train there. And you may not have been doing a lot of transition training on transitioning from the bike to the run, but that's something that you'll have to do in this peaking phase. So before that peaking phase, that was 2 weeks, we have, I would say, for this template, let's call it 8 weeks of a build phase. So it can be longer, up to 12 weeks sometimes, but for advanced athletes usually, but for beginners, I think it makes more sense to have a slightly shorter build. So 8 weeks is what I would recommend. And what you do in the build phase is, compared to the previous phases, you start including a bit more intensity, depending on your level, and also race-specific work. As I mentioned above, you can start including open water swimming and brick sessions and those sorts of things that kind of simulate the race already in this phase, definitely. And the intensity that you include in all three disciplines really depends a bit on your race and your ability again. But the main point is that you start working, training a little bit harder. You don't have to train more than you did previously in the base phase that comes before the build, but you will definitely be training with a little bit more intensity, or quite a bit more intensity, if you have at least some background, so you're ready to handle the intensity. If you're completely new, then you might actually skip this phase and do just a long base phase. So build was 8 weeks, peak 2 weeks, and before the build we had a base phase, which is the longest and maybe most important phase of all, especially for beginners. And if you have 26 weeks, then I would say that the base phase should be 14 weeks, so more than 3.5 months. So what you do here is mostly basic endurance training, lower intensity stuff, keeping that pace conversational if you are doing run training, for example, and the same sort of effort on the bike and the swim, focusing a lot on technical skills, especially on the swim. This is the time to hone your technique, take swim classes. And strength training is another thing that I highly recommend including here. If you want, you can listen to episode 81 of that triathlon show for more information about that. It is optional, especially for beginners, but it is highly recommended. Before the base phase, I would just include 2 weeks of preparation to slowly get back into training and get ready for more structured training. So you don't start immediately training 4 or 5 or even 6 times per week, but actually in the preparation phase, you work from maybe coming off a break, and then you start training maybe 2 times the first week, and then 3 times the next week. And then you're ready to start training 4 times per week the next week, and then gradually increasing that as you go along. So again, as I said, one caveat, if you're completely new to endurance sports, it might make sense to exclude basically all the other training phases than the base training phase, but with some race-specific training, those open water swims and bike run brick sessions when preparing for your first triathlon, that's totally fine and may even be more effective than periodizing your training, because you need to build up a strong base before reaping the benefits of any more advanced training, like the intense training in the build phase kind of is. So that's the beginner tip number one, how to structure your training phases when preparing for a race in the summer and you're starting in winter. I hope you enjoyed it. You can contact me and send me questions on michael@scientifictriathlon.com. That's Michael with a K. Or you can tweet me on Twitter, where my handle is @scitriat. And again, the best way to make sure that I get to your email is if you include the words beginner tip in the subject line. Next Friday, you'll hear beginner tip 2, and I'm not quite sure what it will be about yet, so I am eagerly awaiting your emails to get some suggestions for that. So do send me those emails, tell me what you want covered, what your questions are, what topics you want to hear about, and just simply show me that you're engaged and you want to hear this episode series on beginner tips. Thank you for listening. Keep training smart and keep loving triathlon.